The first phase, or module, is recovery, beginning with denial, moving through loneliness to aloneness, guilt versus rejection, grief, anger, and then letting go towards self-concept and friendships. The second phase, or module, is the adjustment process, and there are two parts here, dealing actively with the leftovers and then embracing a new concept, your concept of love. The final phase, or module, is three, freedom. Here we begin with that process of trust, and then we begin to examine sexuality, your expression, moving to responsibility, and then embracing singleness. And then that last all-important section, which is for us to examine freedom. The first stage of denial. Some people at this stage in denial are ready, whilst others are shocked by what has happened, and they simply cannot think beyond the day before them. Many people say to me how they were waiting for their ex-partner to wake up, knock on the door, and tell them that their wishing to leave the relationship had been a terrible dream. However, through this relationship, you've learned a great deal about your life, and so better to say, I did the best I could with what I knew, what I had to work with. And then, with such a statement, begin the first stage of rebuilding your future life. The next all-important process that we're going to be looking at is moving from that loneliness to aloneness. It is natural to feel extreme loneliness when a relationship is ending or has ended. Recovery can and will come from such pain if you listen to and allow this all-important natural process to unfold, so you can grow through loneliness to the stage of aloneness, where you will be comfortable just being yourself. Guilt versus rejection. There are three different groups of people in this stage in the recovery process. Firstly, those who walk around in shock, trying to get their emotional wind back, those who we termed were dumped. Secondly, those walking around looking guilty, those who dumped their partner. And the third category of people, those who walk around holding hands with their former partner, which we call mutuals in agreement. Grief, yes, boys and girls do cry. Grief is a very important part of the process when a relationship is ending or has ended. And so you need to work through these emotions in order to move on fully to the next stage. Grieving involves the loss of a future together, of love, of partner, and also social status. Anger. How could you do this to me? You will feel powerful rage, and feeling such anger is a natural, healthy part of ending a relationship. However, anger is different from aggression, which is a destructive form of expressing anger. Also, it is not healthy to keep your anger locked up inside you, so we can explore, at this point in the process, ways of expressing such anger constructively. Letting go, and then beginning to move on. As we work to help you stop investing in your former relationship, you will realize your life is now full rather than empty. Those who ended the relationship tend to let go more quickly. However, failure to let go may be a symptom that you are not facing some painful feelings. So, at this stage in our work together, we explore both blocks which exist to engage with positive elements for your future. Self-concept, from feeling bad to knowing that I am worthy. As you adjust to the ending of your relationship, you begin to feel better about yourself. For some people, if they are experiencing a personal identity crisis, they may create strains on their current relationships with friends and others in the future. And so, working on self-worth is a crucial part of your rebuilding process. Friendships. Where has everybody gone? The support from friends is very important, and also can shorten the time it takes to adjust to your current and future life transitions. we examine four common reasons why we can sometimes separate from friends we had when we were in our relationship. The first, when ending a relationship, you suddenly become more eligible as a future partner and may be viewed as a possible partner for one or other of the people in another relationship. Now that you're single, you can be seen as a threat. Secondly, some friends support one or other partners. Therefore, we tend to lose friends who side with our former partner. And thirdly, if it can happen to you, it can happen to me. Here we understand how ending your relationship can cause other people to feel very insecure. And finally, the fourth element is how those in loving relationship are considered part of mainstream society. So your entering the questionable single subculture is a difficult adjustment for some friends. Leftovers, they have to be cleared. Earlier experiences are extremely influential in our life and the attitudes and feelings we develop in relationship to parents, family, friends and partners are bound to carry over into new relationships. So, now, time to unload these unneeded burdens. Love. Many people need to relearn how to love in order to love more maturely. So now we focus on learning to love yourself, which is not a selfish or conceited form, but in fact the most mentally healthy thing we can do. So we explore here specific steps you can take to increase your self-love and connection with true self. Trust, the foundation of healthy relationships. If you can't trust a man or a woman in a relationship, then you are saying more about yourself than about the other person. At this stage, we explore building a basic level of trust within yourself, so you can experience satisfying, emotionally closer, and intimate relationships. We explore your current or former relationship so that you're clear what works and what doesn't work for you in the future. Sexuality. When just separated, it's normal to be extremely fearful of sex. So during this part of the adjustment process, we explore developing your own personal morality to express your own unique sexuality. There are three stages which will affect you as we go through the adjustment process, and we explore in detail in our one-to-one online sessions. Responsibility. Yes, relating as adult to adult. Most committed relationships that end in separation were out of balance in terms of responsibility. Either an under-responsible or over-responsible, rather than an adult, balanced relationship existed. So in our sessions, we focus on these different forms of responsibility and, naturally, relating responsibly. Singleness. Yes, it's okay. Here, we explore and emphasize investment in your own personal growth rather than in relationships. A period of singleness enables you to build confidence in yourself so that you can experience and enjoy being single as an acceptable, alternative lifestyle and not as a time to be lonely. Now, the quality of relationships improve since you now choose who to go out with, spending time together rather than needing. Freedom and the new relationship with me. We celebrate the end of the rebuilding journey by arriving at freedom. By our working through the rebuilding elements, you can now build more meaningful relationships for the future, because you have the freedom to choose, to either be free and happy as a single person, or free and happy when you enter into another relationship. A balanced, sharing, and free relationship between two people, rather than codependent games and the ultimate cost of such games.